Well, NECA's at it again. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NECA Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, the two-time daddy, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I am also joined by the consumer of all things vile, one of the former co-hosts of the Figuratively Speaking podcast, Corey. And last but not least, I am joined by the man known as Bearded Spice, the man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop, the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over. I think that's all the mans. I can't keep track. I got mixed up in the middle of there. But he's the Twilight Knight, the master of Mac, the three pump chump of taking this show off the rails, Nate.
And Jerry Mathers as the beaver.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Excited.
Yeah?
Yeah? About excited. What? About the podcast about that you didn't know we were doing? Topic.
Yeah, I'm excited about Holothon.
Yeah?
So excited.
He sounds so excited. So I guess let's get right into it. So the biggest thing, I guess let's recap. It's that time of year. Go to Target. It's turtle time. You get a bunch of Toon Turtle stuff. You get some stuff that was supposed to be exclusive to other places and isn't anymore because fuck small business. And you get a bunch of tears and disappointment. So we've got the Holothon or whatever it is they're calling it, because they do the two different ones. We've got Space Donnie and was it Cowboy? Who comes to Space Donnie?
Okay. It's the Samurai Leo.
Samurai Leo. I knew it was one of like the costume ones. You've got the Punk 4-pack. You've got the 4 Ultimate Turtles. Then we've got what else was the tune? Samurai Usagi.
Yeah.
And the Casey Jones.
Casey Jones businessman, yeah. 2-pack. People are upset that that's a 2-pack because they don't want another foot soldier. That's it for the Toon Line stuff, right? I'm not missing anything.
I think that's it.
So
yeah.
Then
that's a lot.
That's just that's the Target. So that's 8 things, eight things you'd have to pay for at the register just with Toon stuff, just the exclusive stuff. And
I'm sure these are all $25 a piece.
15. They went down.
That's adorable. Yeah. You're looking at probably a minimum $38 a piece, and that's for the single releases.
That's for those. Yeah. So, all right, let's do the math on that real quick.
Okay.
Let's just think about it.
So, we've got the 4 Turtles and Usagi for single releases, and we'll be polite and assume there's no upcharge for the exclusivity and say they're the normal $36.99.
All right. So, we're going to be that nice.
We'll be net nice.
I do believe they are.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure, because sometimes they give an upcharge for this shit and it gets kind of shady. So then you've got two 2-packs, which those are 55 or 57.
I thought they were like 61.
Oh, well, I didn't know they went up that much. We'll say
60. We'll say 55.
Okay, 55 to be we'll be generous.
So there's two 2-packs.
Two 2-packs, and then we have a 4-pack, and that's what 150, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, 150 for the 4-pack.
So that should be everything, right?
Okay, that's $445, and that's on the low end.
Yeah.
So we're talking just under $500. So when Corey said that's a house payment the other day, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if you had an older house, I don't know.
Yeah, what, yeah.
You know.
Not a house payment in 20.
Yeah, maybe a few years ago.
All right. Yeah. It's definitely a car payment.
Yeah. For
yes,
sure.
Car payment. I'll give you that.
Still stupid.
And that's just the exclusive stuff. There's still an entire another rack worth of stuff that is just first to market, or at least like timed exclusive. So we've got the original maroon colors for the Elite Foot Soldier, a normal Foot Soldier, which is just the ultimate one they did with all the stuff that used to be purple. and the big beefy foot soldier. So it's three more at that 36 price point. Then there's Baxter, another one at that same price point.
I feel so stupid. Where are you guys seeing these pictures at?
The Facebook group, the TMNT Party Wagon one, I think.
Oh.
And Twitter, like, because I follow Praeternia and he just posts everything. So, like, I one way or another, I find a way to see it.
I'm like, I feel so out of the loop. I don't know where any of this stuff's at.
So, yeah. Also, so these... we had Baxter, and then Kirby. There's Kirby. That's another one at the 36. Then there is the Ronin Sinja 2-pack. That one, I assume, is probably at least 55, right?
Yeah.
So... then after that, what else do we got? I feel like there was something else in there. There's also some non-turtle stuff, but we'll exclude that for now.
Yeah, but either way, you're talking about $700. If you got at least.
Okay. Is there anything we're missing, Jamar? I feel like you're looking.
Yeah, I was just looking because I had like a thing up. Yeah, that's the five Mirage things.
And then there was
the Sinjabots.
Sinjabots, and that was it for turtles, right? After that. Because the other stuff was like gargoyles and Predator and some other stuff. Not that those aren't important.
Which apparently all this stuff is starting to hit this weekend because I'm already seeing people find certain things.
And it was it's not supposed to hit until the 7th at select targets. Really? And then the 12th at all other targets. So as per usual, it's another problem with this is it always shows up and somehow gets put out early. Because this vendor system, which doesn't work because the vendors don't consistently go to the stores like equally. Like I've seen pictures people posting who like work at Target and they're like, look at all these boxes. And they'll have six of those big NECA boxes that just haven't been touched in like a year.
And they got to deal with us being like, you
dare to check the vendor?
Yeah, because no one puts it out.
We're like,
So $700 in product. All at once.
On the low end.
On the low end. Not even including tax. So you're probably looking at close to a grand by the time you're done. Yeah.
That's on the heels.
That is a house payment. We went from a car payment to a house payment. Now, even if you pass on the stuff that's not exclusive that you'll eventually be able to get like elsewhere, that's still ridiculous to drop all at once for people.
Mm-hmm. And here's the problem. And I was thinking about this the other day because we have created this, I don't know, this mentality or whatever, and it's within reason, and there's reasons for it, but we have to get it all at once because it may never appear again. Mm. And that happens with waves. It used to be you could, people used to freak out because things would sell out in like a week. You know, now if you're not on it the first day, it's not happening for you for a while, and it's become this way for this. You can't just casually collect something. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, sometimes you can, but most of the time you can't. You got to get it all at once. And so, especially with this Holothon stuff, with the exception of a few, most of the ones from last year, I didn't see as plentifully as I did the stuff from the year before.
Yeah.
So even more so this year, I think the eye is on making sure that there's less stuff, so stuff isn't sticking extra around, and I think there's going to be even less of it.
Mm-hmm. I obviously agree, especially because I've seen people posting that like some targets only getting two of each thing.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. Like they're getting one of the four turtles, like one shipper with the four like Pizza Club turtles in it, which to me is just
dumb.
Why even send them at this point?
Why make that at that
purpose,
point?
Yeah, like the whole purpose was we want to give people who are collecting, you know, an opportunity to get the turtles if they've been collecting after, you know, they've come out, but that's not now, giving them a chance at all.
I could see those down the line becoming something that's more evergreen at Target to like always kind of have on the shelf, maybe rotate it out, you know, maybe have two of, you know, the four for a while and then the other two. So I could see that happening, but I don't know that. That's just what I think would be a good idea.
Yeah. Because there's zero communication as always. So,
right. Between NECA, between Target, to anybody. And, like, you know, the third day they're available on Target.com, you know, NECA will release a statement. You know, hey, welcome to Holothon. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they sold out 4 days ago. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, they
yeah.
they started showing up at Targets and the leaks started happening before Target and NECA even made an official, like, announcement about this stuff.
Yeah.
And then even, I don't even think the announcement even said what it was. It just said the brands to expect and what, and the dates.
Yeah.
So like, they are not, this is consistently a problem where they're not handling this well. And
yeah, I think the only reason we even know what some of this stuff is because we've seen it, or we've seen the leaks of like that planogram, like I sent to you guys. Like otherwise, like there's been
nothing. Yeah.
I haven't really seen that.
Hell, at this point, like I might have a better chance to get them on AliExpress than I will at Target.
Right.
The non-exclusive stuff for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if that part of it is like done on purpose. Like how weird is it to not announce stuff? Like, I mean, we just had Mattel announce their entire Master of the Universe line for the rest of the year almost. And like, it's kind of weird to me that, you know, NECA, who has honestly in the past couple months have been mum on like everything. Like, I mean, where are they? You have all of these other toy lines, toy companies, like kind of coming out of the woodwork with like new stuff. And NECA's kind of just like, whatever, you know, it's a very weird type of marketing for sure. Especially in this climate where they actually have a lot of competition now for action figures.
Yeah, especially for that type of, at least that type of like collectible item. I don't think a lot of people are as, you know, need to have necessarily the NECA thing, but they like to have, you know, that representation or whatever, and they're finding it elsewhere.
I mildly disagree. I feel like while there's a lot more competition, I don't think it's equal competition. Because at the end of the day, if you compare any of these other companies like Turtles, which is what NECA actually cares about, they don't give a shit about anything else because that's what makes them money now. They like, there's no other company that's doing it on that level.
No,
that isn't like stupid expensive.
I'm not saying that though, but to a casual collector, you know, $38 for one turtle or, you know, maybe best action at $20 is just, is cool to them because they're not seeking every version out. They're not, you know, they're not losers.
Yeah.
Like we are, you know, they don't need like some people. I worry about that too. A little bit of the oversaturation because there are people out there who just need, you know, a couple of different types of turtles and they're good. We just keep trying and still the market keeps going. Yeah. Keep it coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it hasn't hit that point yet, but I'm concerned and you know, I don't know. I went off on a different tangent, but my original point was not so much that NECA's not doing it better than everybody else, but to a casual fan, it may not matter. That was way long winded.
I'm going to even go out on a limb and say that NECA's not for a casual fan anymore, in my opinion.
They're not.
I don't think, like, it's not for someone. I mean, there's some things that you could just walk in and get, but they're proving this with the Holothon, in my opinion. NECA might not even be for me, because if this is, like, their practice of, like, we just show you things a year in advance or whatever, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is, and then we'll just release it all at once, that's pushing me away from it's pushing me away from it because it's like, oh, I like this, well, I like this. I'm not spending $500. So like
on top of that, Jamar, it's like it's not just that it's $500, it's $500 next week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Right. No lead up, like, no time. Yeah.
It's kind of like they're offering you protection services and like they're like, you're gonna need to pay us $500. And you're going to need to pay it by Friday. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're like, shit.
Yeah.
And not to mention, we're still
next
in
thing
this.
You know, you're out behind a Wendy's.
By the Wendy's
giving
dumpster.
Giving a Dave single. or double. You know?
Whatever you please. Whatever you prefer.
So, sometimes you got to do that Baconator.
Whoever's
and a little bit of the Wendy's chili.
That is true.
There's a callback for anyone who watched last week.
Oh, a little boy. Too much showing off baked potatoes around.
Some of us were blessed with nuggets. Anyway.
And some of us just have biggie bags.
Oh, man.
Supersize it.
Oh, my God. I do feel like it is like it's getting ridiculous, especially with the fact that we're at that point where, for whatever reason, every company decided that they need to beat the ships that were going to, you know, be paused for Chinese New Year, and just are flooding the market with pre-orders that weren't due until later in spring. So you've already got a bunch of G.I. Joe stuff, bunch of X-Men stuff, bunch of fucking import stuff, all this stuff that's like hitting all at once. And then NECA's is like, hey, we know that you had like probably another 500 pre-orders hit in the past couple weeks. Here's $700 worth of, or $1,000 worth of stuff that you want. And some of it you'll be able to get
later. I don't know.
Some of it, who knows?
I don't even know that NECA could know that, though, because Amazon didn't even seem to know when my shit was coming, because it was jumping around all over the place.
True.
So,
but regardless, well, yeah, if you look at the pre-order dates, they weren't supposed to come until May, right, for a lot of the stuff. So,
yes. But last week's only figs.
Yeah.
For the viewer, you guys have to wait.
I don't think NECA cares.
Oh, they don't. Because at the end of the day, even with the lower production.
When you're looking at, like, how many years have we done Haulathon now?
At least three.
Every single time.
At least three.
It's gone. It's definitely gone, like, in a week, I would say, right? Like,
at least the stuff that's, like, people want. It's not like the first one where it was like, here's Jersey Red.
Right.
Hey, now.
That was last year's, wasn't it?
Maybe it was last year's. I don't know. I know there was one year where it was a bunch of side characters that didn't do as well and still can be found in Targets.
But, so, like, what I'm saying, though, is, like, it doesn't even matter, like, what characters they're picking. It doesn't matter how much stuff they put out there, right?
They're like,
we put it out here now, and it's gone in a week. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they sell it to Target that way too, because I mean, you know, with Target advertising it the way they do, they don't do that for anybody else, you know? So I think
they also don't pay for it up front.
Subjects. Yeah. I think all of these subjects are kind of like,
Cause I just had pulled out. I know we were talking about possibly doing this, but you made a great point of like them selling this to Target. Could it be that NECA is selling this to Target of like, hey, release it whenever you fucking want to. We won't tell anybody. And think about this, how much more traffic that Targets are going to get now, because everyone's going to be looking. They're going to constantly be going through that door looking for something. Oh, I'm at Target now. Oh, they didn't have the turtles. I guess I'll get some soap.
I think that's just you, though, you know? Jamar. let's do a survey real quick. Out of the four people here, once you go in and get disappointed when there's no turtles, do you continue to shop or you just go back and leave?
I'll buy some dried mangoes and stress eat the whole bag for sure. But am I supposed to say that this didn't just happen? You guys have all the same hats.
My white balance is really, really off.
Yeah, it is.
It's the NECA Illuminati. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
They're pulling the strings.
You had to find out this way.
Yeah. You have to get a cool hat so you can be a part of the NECA Illuminati.
I don't know. Which you can't get because this was an exclusive in a Walmart pack that I don't know
if
that ever
existed. It was a Walmart pack. I thought it was.
It was Walmart.
Was it? I thought it was Loot Crate. I can't keep track.
No, it was Loot Crate too.
No.
That was the t-shirt. That was the t-shirt in Walmart. This was Loot Crate.
Loot Crate I didn't get, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because wasn't this the...
This was the one that took forever to ship.
Well, they all took forever to ship.
Well, I mean, I know that whole that's that a whole vague... Loot Crate, like that whole scenario, not the first one.
Yeah, not the Splinter, but the rest of them.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the pinball crate from Walmart.
I got all those Loot Crates, and I don't remember that hat.
Yeah, I think you're right now. I think it was the pinball thing with Shredder. The
metallic Shredder.
It could have been.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Either way... I have also, like, on the flip side of that, like, to get stuff shipped from China is like, it costs a ton of money to buy a container for stuff to get over here. And I have thought this for years with Hasbro, the way Hasbro comes out with Transformers and G.I. Joe and Marvel, all like, it seemed for a while there, it was like, they were all coming out like in giant chunks all at once. And I always thought it must be because they're buying like one shipper and they're like, this will be a lot easier to sell all this stuff out real quick, you know? And then, you know, maybe like a month down the road, they have another shipper coming in behind it with like a restock. But like that first one has like this, 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 and this, instead of like just Transformers that will sit on the shelf for a while. Like they're like little. And then the next one's like maybe a little bit bigger. And then they kind of even out their distribution that way, even though, you know, NECA has terrible, Hasbro has terrible distribution, and NECA seems to have even worse now with stuff like this, for sure.
It's the sad thing, though, is it's not just, like, how they distribute everything. It's just the communication and the lack thereof. Just letting us know. I understand maybe they didn't want to take away from, like, you know, attention from the website, because they did do like the two Ronin, the Leo and Last Turtle, right?
How long? Yeah, they did that? The first to market pre-orders, which they're now just in stock. You can just order them.
Yeah. So they did that. So maybe they didn't want to like overshadow that launch with the Holothon stuff, because if you think about it now, that's you add another like $70 if you did the two turtles, and well, they did Splinter in that as well. Yeah, like, yeah, so that's just, plus their $50 shipping for everything. So it's just, it's crazy that they don't.
For those playing at home, as someone who did finally break down and order Leo and Bloody Raph with shipping, it's $90, in case you're wondering. Yeah,
I went to order Leo and I saw the $15 shipping. I was like, I don't know, I'll wait sometime.
Well, I was like, well, if I'm getting two of them, at least it's a flat rate. So it's $15 for both of them at this point. But
that's fair.
I feel like Hasbro's listening to us, because I literally just got an email and it's like, your order has left the building. And I'm like, what?
Hasbro made a fuck themselves, but we'll talk about that later.
Did I get pulled out a Hasbro hat at that point and put it on?
Like we all just had Hasbro. We pull this off. There's a Hasbro Balls hat. Like, well, let us tell you something. We're going to hard pivot from that.
It's like Darth Vader or something.
So I guess, like, the question is this going to affect anything? Are we?
Yes.
100%. I don't know. Well, this is terrible. Answer the question. Ask the question fully.
Finish asking my question before I was just abruptly, rudely interrupted. Yes, Corey?
I wouldn't say rudely. Okay.
Thrashly.
You guys were planning on buying all of this?
I was planning on buying at least Donnie from the pizza turtle set.
I wasn't gonna buy it.
That's a lie.
There's nothing there that interests me. I don't need any of that.
Yeah, I just need Donnie, and then I want some of the Mirage stuff. I know it's gonna be available eventually elsewhere, but I still would like to have it.
Those ultimate figures would have been immediate buys if. I don't know why. I always think that they're too dark for the cartoon turtles.
Have you not seen the animation for the turtle cartoon?
Yeah, of course.
They're pretty.
I think they're.
They're definitely not the color ad versions.
The style guide.
Yeah, style guide ones. Like they are pretty dark green.
Yeah, because it was like.
I'm looking it up right now.
Maybe they didn't want it to be as dark. I don't know. Honestly, it does kill excitement for me. My anger comes from other places as well. It stems from another company that shall be unnamed at this point in time.
Mezco.
It is Mezco.
I told you.
You did not tell me. No, you did not.
I told you how many woes I had from every other time I've dealt with them and why I stopped buying from them. And you were like, I'm buying direct without asking any questions first.
No, pre-orders went up, and I was like, I guess I'm getting these. All right.
You didn't ask me any questions about it until they charged you. And then you're like, so how's this work? And I'm like, not great for you.
It could have been a, hey, Jamar, you getting these? Don't get them from Mezco. That's all.
I'm pretty sure how it went. I'm pretty sure how exactly it went is we were like, oh, they went for pre-order. I'm like, oh, are you getting them? And you're like, yeah, I pre-ordered from Mezco. And I'm like, oh, I'm not. And then you probably asked me why, and I probably said why. And you're like, well, they already took my deposit.
I don't know if you were getting them or not. Regardless, yeah, you can take your hat off.
Yeah.
It just kills the excitement for me. Like, no, I wasn't going to probably buy everything. But the fashion of which it's coming out, the closeness of what I've just spent on these turtles that I have nothing to show for. And just like, how am I going to say, like, it's not exciting of the things that are coming out? Because I really want the Donnie and Leo 2-pack. But it just, it comes to a point where I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to go crazy over this and try and find it. If I see it, I see it. If I don't, I don't. And, like, I don't know if that's just me as a collector now starting to just not care as much. But definitely releasing everything all at once without any kind of notices makes me feel like I don't need it. So that's why I'd say it would change, at least in my opinion. But I'm sure people are excited and they're going to buy it and they're going to do it all again next year. And then we'll record another episode.
See, I feel like it's just solidifying more and more some things I said in what is, for whatever reason, one of our highest performing videos of 2024, where I discussed the fact that, like, some things are just not becoming fun anymore for in collecting. And most of it was more so about things with the channel. So if you haven't seen that, somehow it's on the channel. Go check it out. But it's stuff like this where it's like, I don't want to have to race to 50 targets to hope to maybe find it. Like, it should just, like Target isn't paying for this shit in the vendor program. NECA's fronting the bill. So NECA's choosing to fucking limit the amount that's going out there. Like, that's how vendor programs work. That's why it doesn't always show up properly in Target's inventory. And it just, it dumbfounds me that this is just the status quo. If you're a NECA collector for the turtle line, is you have to go and race to Target to get to all these events where they're trying to, you know, go in dry for $1,000 all at once instead of spreading it out over the year. And it just, you know, it's just dumb.
You know, when this was fun, when racing to a Target was fun, was when it was like Star Wars and you knew there would be product there and you were going with like a bunch of other people and it was like time to see all the new stuff.
You mean know? Like what, 10 years ago when we all went to that Star Wars new Force Awakens midnight release?
That was
when it was fun. Like, they would be like, hey, this is the day we have the new product.
The last time.
Yeah, and even then, that was more, like, better stocked than NECA's doing.
Well, I also don't want to come off as, like, because the comments I think are going to come at you, Michael, for saying, like, you just want it to be easy or whatnot. And I don't think that's exactly what you're saying, but, like, you kind of got there of, like, hey, April 9th, everything's going to be up. Be there in the morning, like having an idea of like, so you don't have to go crazy for it would be nice, but also totally understand if you don't want to send a bunch of product to the store because you don't want it to sit on the shelf if no one buys it.
But it's the fucking the turtles online thing.
I understand that, but still just make the online like, okay, at the end of the weekend, it's going to go up on Sunday at 9 o'clock. Everything will be available for you to order and make it to where it's not like we only have 100 of them.
Yeah, make it so there's enough to go around.
Just to order, yeah. And yeah. Then that kind of like, you know, does
raise an interesting thing, and I think it has to do with the fact that it's a vendor program, which we're going to have to wrap up here soon. There's a lot of product, especially with like Hasbro, that gets streak dated, and you go to ring it out if it gets put out early, and they tell you no. Mm-hmm. And you have to wait until that day. But because this isn't in their inventory, they don't do that. And they just sell through it ahead of time. When I feel like it should. I feel like there needs to be a better system for this vendor program where these vendors are there at least twice a month, every Target, no excuses. I don't know if they just need to hire more or hire better ones who give a shit about their job or pay them better, whatever. but something's done about that. And then I feel like they need to stick to street dates. Like, on this day, the store is going to open and it's going to be set to planogram, and that's the end of it. Like, none of this, or it's going to be behind the counter in electronics, even. Like, if they don't want to have that set to planogram, since they have so much leftover shit in that section that they can never get rid of. But that, like, that, that need it, like, I feel like that would change it, because at least then it's a matter of, like, okay, I got to wake up early and go get in line. At least then it's, like, more exciting, like, I've got a chance versus me being like, are they even going to have it? Did someone get there 5 minutes before me and wipe it completely out? Like,
or 2 weeks ago.
We're all in line waiting, and you, like, you, they hand out tickets or whatever, they set limitations, whatever they want to do. But it, it needs to go back to, like, that kind of system.
That's true. And if NECA doesn't do it, NECA doesn't care about collectors.
I mean, we already knew that, but yeah, I agree. Because at the end of the day, they don't care, because that's why they keep, they don't send large amounts, because, yeah, it makes it so it doesn't sit on the shelves. But also, it does, they don't care if we have these figures. They just care if the ones that they send out sell. They're still making their money. And they know that in 4 months, they're going to be like, hey, guys, remember all that shit you couldn't get because we made it super artificially limited? We're going to do pre-orders that you have to wait a year for. Be here on this day and pay a $15 shipping charge per item. So, like, yeah, it just takes the fun out of it. So, like,
yeah, a lot of assumptions were made in that statement. I just want to put out there that views expressed here on Modern Toy Fair do not necessarily reflect the opinions of all other entities or factors wherein of other Modern Toy Fair co-hosts.
I feel like I just said facts, but whatever you say. Well, before we close out, Nate, would you like to give the our wonderful Patreons input on the matter?
Yeah. Yeah. So Boogeyman 13. Is this, I do dramatic readings of these, right?
Yes, yes, this is the dramatic reading. Okay. Not the fake podcast.
Okay. All right. I mean, at this point, when there are like 30 new turtle figures on the shelves every month from everyone else, does them dropping one or five at a time, does it even make a difference?
I mean, it's a lot more than five, but fair. We did that math way earlier in the episode, just saying.
The draw to read this a certain way is very strong, and I'm going to resist.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to read it a different way.
Read it like non-questionable way that's going to get us canceled? Is that what you're saying? Because I feel like that is the good decision.
It comes.
Many people are saying, I don't know, we are being invaded by millions of undocumented turtles being trucked to Targets around the country, and only a giant wall can save us from this scourge. Some have said, there's only certain ways you would have done it.
I really do. I wish you would have done it. If I would have known that's what you meant, I would have fucking been like, greenlit, do it. If you've been like, let me get my toupee, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Well, on that note, can't stop that. Let us know in the comments below where you stand.
Make NECA great again.
That might have to be the title, yes. or in the thumbnail.
Don't say
that those letters together. That no. How do you say that?
I'm just gonna continue closing up the show.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
I was like, wait.
Jamar figured it out. Oh my God. So yeah, let us know in the comments below what your thoughts and feelings are.
This was the last show, everybody. Good night. We had a good time. time.
Yep, it's a, that's gonna be the one. That's gonna be the one that gets us. Yeah. Let us know in the comments below where you stand on this. Do you enjoy dropping $1,000 on Ninja Turtle product at once, or do you think it kind of takes the fun out of things, especially when it's limited to one or two per store? Also, if you enjoyed this video and you'd like more toy-related content in your feed, make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out, gets you much toy-related content. We've got all sorts of videos on the channel with the podcast, live stream, toy hunts, reviews, how to pose videos, and a bunch of new stuff on the way.
And apparently emo-y confessions.
Yeah. Hey, that outperformed
on that one.
Yeah, there was 41 comments on that video. I was shocked.
My keyboard confessional. We just need to put a guitar in your hand and be like, yeah. This stuff isn't fun anymore.
I need to close up the show. Okay. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're already a fan of the channel, you'd like to help support us, you can head over to patreon.com/modern toy fair, a bunch of different tiers of different rewards. That's probably get restructured here soon, but we have a free trial link in the description below. Jamar over at TikTok at @jamar_games. Corey, real quick, where can everyone find you?
At Vile Consumption, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things.
Awesome. And his links will be in the description below as well. Nate, what you got for us?
You sent me two of the same things.
I did.
So I don't have anything.
I thought I sent you the... Oh, fuck. That's my bad. Hold on. I thought I screenshotted the... Yeah, I did screenshot. I just didn't go. All right. Let me try that one real quick. We're going to be late for the live stream due to me pressing the wrong button. Let's see if that goes through in time.
Five.
Song out of
four.
My head.
Three. Two, one.
Good night, everyone. Oh, it came right at the last second. Okay. We've all been there. Corey's new titties.
What? What? It does say that, too. He's not even misreading it. All right, let's get through it. We got to go to the live stream.
In this Modern Toy Fair companion podcast, we discuss and vote on issuing new titles for Corey. On the docket for consideration this week is the Printmaster General, the fourth wheel, the man who still uses Hotmail in 2024, Nate's side piece, and Michael's bottom. No, well done. That was a good one.
That was right. Amazing.
I went into that one blind and didn't pre-read that. That could have gone horribly.
Yeah.
It came out okay.
It did. That was worth it. Well, on that note, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, the 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.